USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New developments involving the coronavirus. First up, we learn a Chinese person in France, the first patient in Europe to die from the disease. Also in the news, the State Department allowing 400 Americans on board that Princess cruise ship docked in Japan to leave. They will be quarantined for another 14 days at a military base in San Antonio, Texas. President Trump talking about the situation at the White House Friday.
I spoke with President Xi of China, and he's working very hard on this. It's a tremendous problem, but they're very capable, and they'll get to it. There's a theory that in April, when it gets warm, historically, that has been able to kill the virus. So we don't know yet.
In other news, change coming to Spirit Airlines, the company moving its operations control center from South Florida to Nashville, Tennessee. The $11 million investment will create 350 new jobs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.